My name is Jo, Joanne, for anyone who doesn't know me, and just to say welcome. And I'm going to talk about the Blessing Mountain today. And mountains, just to explain, is just the sphere of influence that we have. In the church here, we have seven mountains, and these are the healing, freedom, and good news, which you've heard about already. If not, you can actually listen on the website, which is Freedom Art, and you can listen there. Also, Harmony, Media, and Enterprise. So today, I will talk about the Blessing Mountain, and our sphere of influence actually starts from the church, through the town, through the county, nation, and just worldwide. And I actually have got a script, because it's just easier for me. Right. So sometimes, you come with reluctance to a point that you know can only be of God. It is God calling you to a place that you otherwise wouldn't be in if not for Him. It is something that He spoke to your spirit about before He even created the world. So this is what Mike has just said. It was a destiny that you agreed with Him that you would outwork when you came to earth, but you were born and forget everything that He had planned for you. And sometimes it's just a slow process to get back to where you should be. So, in sort of work in progress still. But so here I am, seated on the Church Blessing Mountain, because it is who I am. It is nothing that I sought after, but what flows through me is a heart to bless. God has said that I am blessed to be a blessing. So, well, what does this mean? What does to bless mean? And it actually means to empower people to prosper, to enable them to make powerful choices so that they are able to overcome in any situation or circumstance. In Deuteronomy, I'll just read this, it's Deuteronomy 28, and I'm reading it from the Message, which I don't usually use, but it's pink and it's pretty. So it says, if you listen obediently to the voice of God, and heartily obey all His commandments that I command you today, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. All these blessings will come down on you and spread out beyond you because you have responded to the voice of God. God's blessing inside the city, God's blessing in the country, God's blessing on your children, the crops of your land, the young of your livestock, the calves of your herd, the lambs of your flocks. God's blessing on your basket and bread bowl, God's blessing in your coming in, and God's blessing in your going out. God will defeat your enemies who attack you. They'll come at you on one road and run away on seven roads. God will order a blessing on your barns and workplaces. He'll bless you in the land that God is giving you. God will form you as a people holy to Him, just as He promised you if you keep the commandments of God and live the way He has shown you. All the peoples of the earth will see you living under the name of God and hold you in respectful awe. God will lavish you with good things, children from your womb, offspring from your animals, and crops from your land, the land that God promised your ancestors that He would give you. God will throw open the doors of His sky vaults and pour rain on your land on schedule and bless the work you take in hand. You will lend to many nations, but you yourself won't have to take out a loan. God will make you the head, not the tail. You'll always be the top dog, never the bottom dog, as you obediently listen to and diligently keep the commands of your God. Don't swerve an inch to the right or the left from the words that I command you today by going off and following and worshipping other gods. It is basically taking hold of the promised land, stepping into it, possessing and keeping all that is our rightful inheritance. Not being powerless so that we cannot live in all that God has called us to be. It is to relieve burdens from ourselves and other people, which could be released from financial, emotional, spiritual, and physical, and so on. Blessing is not just about receiving. It is being blessed and then giving it away. And then to be blessed and to give it away. And then to be blessed. So there is a constant flow from heaven. Not just to be blessed to get fat and stagnant, but to allow the flow of blessing through ourselves to one another. I asked God what the blessing mountain looked like in the ancient days. He showed me that it was so lush, green, vibrant, many doors, many ledges, many access points, beautiful blue sky surrounded it, white fluffy clouds, just such a sweet kiss from God. It was everyone's right to go to this mountain, in families or as individuals, to receive a blessing, to be filled and then to go away to live their lives in the fullness of the blessing. We are called to be blessed, to be a blessing. So when I first realised that I was on this blessing mountain, and I pictured it, it actually looked like the top of Ben Nevis, if you've ever been there. Which is a rocky, barren football pitch. Nothing like the mountain that God had shown me. So every time I went there, it looked the same. And I thought, well, that's not exactly what it should look like. So one day I thought, well, I'll take off my crown and mantle, put down my orb and scepter, take off my shoes and socks, and get off my throne and just scrunch my feet up. And actually resonate with this blessing mountain. If this is me, and this is who I am, then I needed to have revelation of it. So after that point, every time I thought about my blessing mountain, and I went back there, first I saw one flower, and then two, and a bunch, and more. And now it is almost jungle-like, fresh, vibrant, and alive. Life has been breathed into it. I thought, okay, this mountain is growing and it needs to be just expand. So I decided to live bust my blessing mountain. And a live bust, if you don't know what it is, basically God shows you the lies that the enemy has put on us that we actually believe are truths. So I wanted to make access free and available for all. So everybody could have access to this blessing mountain. And in one of Mike's teachings, I think it could be in the Destiny series, he said that on each mountain is a temple made of two pillars that is owned by the enemy. And the two pillars on the Blessing Mountain are fear and materialism. So materialism means finding a way to prosper without any spiritual recognition. And there was a testimony a couple of Sundays ago from Nick, and he spoke from Ecclesiastes, saying about people trying to prosper in their own way and strength. And in the end, it doesn't flourish, but it dies away. So this is what I prayed from the Blessing Mountain. So I asked God, where did materialism and fear come in to the Blessing Mountain? And he said to me, it was actually when Adam and Eve left the garden. So I asked God, what did the enemy put on their bloodline at the time? And he said, fear, not belonging, having to do things their own way. They had no support, no protection, no covering, mistrust. They couldn't trust God, but they were their own gods. And they said, where is God? Why did he do this to us? There was a sense of injustice. A sense of pride will show him. They had to provide for themselves. They could trust the enemy and they only had each other. So fear and materialism has got access to the Blessing Mountain and became a stronghold of the enemy. So I prayed about this and I nailed each lie to the cross and I asked God what would be the results for his people after doing this. And I saw angels coming with alabaster jars of oil, cleansing and healing, and they were breaking them over the mountain top. Oil was dripping down over the pillars, and the pillars were disintegrating like acid had been poured on them. I saw black shapes leaving the pillars. I saw it collapsing into a heap on the ground and evaporating. So I said to God, well, what does this mean? What does this mean for people now? He said that the people would put their trust in God, that God would satisfy and complete them, and that they would turn to Him for all their needs, that they are free to come and be blessed. That it is God who is their source, it is He who waters their soul with all abundance and provision. So I believe now that I have made a way clear for people to come and be blessed. But obviously people still need to walk out and believe in His truth. So also with me, it has always been a money thing. God's always put about finance in my heart. And it has been my heart to bless others, and is usually with money. But money actually is the one thing we seem to have lack of at the moment. When we lived in Biddeford about 18 years ago, I felt God say to me that He would give me a certain amount of money and that I was to bless others with it. It was not to be kept for myself. It didn't actually appear as one lump sum in the way that I expected it to, but over the years there have been plenty of opportunities for us to bless others. God gives us seed to sow and food to eat. But the hard bit is when you're praying for food and God gives you seed, what are you going to do with it then? So my heart is to see all debts cancelled, that this is the year of Jubilee, and people to be set free financially. How wonderful would that be? We belong to God, and we are His. His heart is to bless His children. We should be ruling and reigning and living as sons, truly free of all financial burden. So I'll just tell you a little story now. This is what happened a week ago. Becky came and spoke to me one Friday morning. And she said that she'd been praying about finances. She was telling my expect. But she was asking God why there was not the outpouring of finance that we are expecting. Suddenly, she was confronted by a monotype lizard dragon which had a nameplate around its neck. And its name was Miser. So she looked up the definition of Miser, and this means a person who hates to spend but loves to hoard. At that time, she didn't feel to pray about this, but decided to tell me as I was seated on the church blessing mountain. We thought that we'd get together sometime to pray about it. But I was actually thinking about this and was wondering who the accusation of Miser was against. On that same afternoon, I had invited someone out for copper and somehow got into a conversation about Exeter and North Devon Council. She was told that North Devon loved to keep themselves separate from the rest of Devon and won't share money. Also, let statistics say there are a small percentage of people in North Devon that have pots of money that they love to hoard it. True or not, that word hoard intrigued me. Question answered, and the accusation of Miser was against North Devon. So the following Sunday, I decided to libus North Devon from a miserly spirit. So I engaged all the church angels and my seven gold angels who I've just recently seen. And these angels, actually the seven ones, they told me they are angels of preparation. So I said to God, where did the miserly spirit come in through North Devon? And he said it's through the slave trade. The powers that be, Freemasons at the time, wanted to separate North Devon and keep everything they had for themselves. So I asked God, what did the enemy put on the bloodline at that time? So he said, fear of losing money, these are the lies, fear of losing money, fear of spending money, fear of losing their status, they couldn't trust anyone else with their money. This is ours, we earned it. We love living like this and don't want to share. This is our power and prestige. We can do what we like, we answer to no one. Money is our God. The more we have, the more powerful we are. We delight in our money and wealth. So I prayed about this, and once again I nailed these lies to the cross, and I asked God what the results would be for His people now. and I saw something like an enormous sluice gate at the top of the hill opening up, and a tidal wave came pouring out down towards the town. I lifted up my lance, and lightning bolts came out from it, destroying all the wealthy homes and turning them into rubble. Hordes of angels were with me. And I actually saw the front of the centre of this building here, with loads of doors and windows that just popped out open, outwards, ready to receive. I know that there is money stockpiling on the Blessing Mountain at the moment. I have had two encounters recently where the angels have taken out masses of money and placed them on the mountain. I'm just waiting for God to say go. And these seven angels that work with me have told me that they are also blessing releases. They are preparing and just waiting. Maybe you could ask God, apart from stepping through the door and hearing the sound of many voices, that in the worship, if there is anything in you that is stopping you receiving all that God has for you. So, how to outwork this on earth as it is in heaven? This is the exciting part. I'm here on top of the Blessing Mountain with two vacant thrones beside me, and there's seven mountains underneath and three thrones on each of those. Plenty of room for plenty of people. So if your heart is to see people blessed and empowered to prosper, come and join me in this great adventure. We can step into the heavenly realms together and see what God is saying. Also, if you want understanding about anything I have said, please come and see me later and let's explore together. And actually, just to say, we're all in this place because of Jesus. Jesus is central to everything we do, and without him, access to all of this would not be possible. The end. Thank you.